Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus the FBI. The first week's testimony establishes immediate arrest and sweep of suspects. FBI blames bumbling Barry Baum investigation on Saddam Hussein. Earth First activists Daryl Cherney and Judy Berry filed suit in 1991, charging false arrest, illegal search and seizure, and conspiracy to violate their free speech rights. At the time of the bombing, Berry and Cherney were organizing and promoting Redwood Summer, a series of protests against the logging of old-growth redwood forests. Earth First has gained a reputation for sabotage known as monkey wrenching, including doing things such as driving spikes into trees to damage logging equipment, but Cherney said in its 22 years, Earth First has never injured a human. And he said Northern California Earth First activists especially have a well-established code of nonviolence. I have never engaged in an act of sabotage, he said. In our bags in the car when we were arrested were freshly created documents for our nonviolent code and nonviolence training, including no destruction of property. The civil rights lawsuit of Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney against the FBI and Oakland Police Department wrapped up its first week last Thursday with witnesses Karen Pickett, Paul Slavinsky, Betty Ball, Gary Ball, Michelle Grebe, and Sergeant Michael Sutterud testifying. The questioning of Wednesday and Thursday's witnesses largely aimed to establish the time of arrest and the events immediately following the car bomb blast that occurred when the two plaintiffs, who are prominent environmentalists, were traveling through Oakland on May 24th of 1990. The exact time of arrest and the order in which the events occurred are crucial in determining at which point the police and FBI officers in charge of the investigation decided that the car's occupants were bombing suspects. According to the deposed testimony of OPD Officer Walter Ludwig, now deceased, he filled out the arresting paperwork on Judy at 3 p.m. while she was in surgery. Ludwig's testimony further revealed that the arresting documents he produced had later been altered to change the penal code section under which Judy and Daryl were booked. Meanwhile, at the bombing scene, Alameda County Bomb Squad responder T.J. Rompf had come to an initial conclusion that the bomb was placed under the car seat, not in the back floorboards, as the FBI Special Agent Frank Doyle has maintained. Rompf's testimony contradicts the FBI's conclusion that Judy and Daryl must have known the bomb was there. Seeds of Peace activist Shannon Marr and Earth First organizer Karen Pickett testified that they were immediately swept into custody and questioned by police simply for being friends of Judy's when the bomb exploded. The Seeds of Peace house where Judy and Daryl had spent the night before was ransacked during a warrantless search. The car's passenger, Daryl Cherney, was put under control of Oakland Police Department officer Paul Slavinsky, who testified he understood he was guarding a prisoner. Slavinsky escorted Cherney out of the hospital about 5 p.m. and took him to Oakland Police Headquarters, where he would be questioned and booked into jail. Former director of the Mendocino Environmental Center, Betty Ball, testified that organizing activities for the 1990 Redwood Summer protests had at its core a renunciation of tree spiking and a requirement for all participants to sign pledges of nonviolence and participate in nonviolence training. She also noted that FBI Special Agent Stockton Buck had attempted to talk to her in the fall of 1990, but she declined to do so without a lawyer present. When she sought an interview with her lawyer present, Mr. Buck was unavailable. Under cross-examination from the defense, Ms. Ball asked if she were aware that tensions were heating up in the Persian Gulf at that time. Said Daryl Cherney, the FBI talks out of both sides of its mouth. First they claim that people associated with the plaintiffs wouldn't talk to them. Then when confronted with people who repeatedly tried in vain to talk to them, they blame the Saddam Hussein and Persian Gulf crisis for their inability to pursue leads to the real bomber. The trial will continue until approximately May 24th in the Oakland Federal Courthouse, 1301 Clay Street, Judge Claudia Wilkins' courtroom on the fourth floor. Hearings take place Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the proceedings are open to the public. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,